Pope Francis has made his first appearance in public since being admitted to hospital on the 14th of February. The 88-year-old pontiff, who will be discharged from, or who has been discharged from hospital earlier today, appeared at the window of the Gemelli Hospital in Rome, offering a blessing to the people who gathered outside to see him. Let's hear a little bit of that moment now.
Grazie a tutti. E vedo questa signora con i fiori gialli. E brava.
That is the voice of Pope Francis. We're joined now from Rome by Elise Allen, senior correspondent with the Catholic news organisation Crux. Good afternoon, Elise. Thank you for joining us. It was a short appearance. Can you describe for people who didn't see it what happened and how the Pope looked?
Good afternoon. It's wonderful to be with you. You know, it was a very short appearance today. Obviously, the Pope has not been seen in, or had not been seen until this morning, in 5 weeks publicly. It's a very long time, and there was a lot of anticipation for this moment. So he came out, he waved, he gave a blessing, and, you know, he spotted this elderly woman who has later been identified as a woman named Carmela, who's been bringing flowers every day of his hospitalization to the statue of John Paul II outside of his room. And he spotted her holding a bouquet of yellow flowers. And he said, I see a woman with yellow flowers down there. And his words were, "E brava," you know, she's great.
Yes. And the fact that he did utter a few words, I mean, that may come as a surprise to some, because there was an indication, I think, coming from Cardinal Fernandez, that the Pope would need to relearn how to speak after his illness.
Yes, and doctors had mentioned that as well. They gave a brief press conference last night, you know, when they informed us that the Pope would be discharged. And they did say he would have to learn how to, not completely learn how to speak again, but they did say, you know, being on all of that high flow oxygen dries you out and you're not speaking. Those muscles are not used to being exercised anymore. So it's like you've used your voice too much and it's tired, you know, and you kind of have to let it rest and build back up eventually. So that's kind of where he's at right now. Mm. He's unable to give full speeches, like his Angelus address. He published that. He gives it every Sunday. But, you know, the past 6 weeks now, he has distributed the text for publication without giving it himself. Today, he also did that, but he did give this little greeting, and you heard from his voice that he does remain raspy. It's going to take a while for him to build back up his strength to giving full-length speeches, I think. But he's certainly determined to do so, and I think we saw that today.
Is he determined then? I mean, the questions remain, I suppose. He will have a long recovery now of a couple of months. But is he determined to resume his role as head of the Catholic Church with all of the duties that encompasses? Or is there a possibility that he may decide to retire?
You know, and I think that's a good question. I think it's one that a lot of people have right now. And I think for Pope Francis, that question, my instinct as somebody who's watched the man for 13 years, for 12 years, excuse me, that he's been in office, I don't think he's going anywhere yet. I think this is a triumph for him. It's a triumphant return for him to the Vatican when most people, frankly, did not expect that to happen. And I think, you know, he continued to govern even from the hospital. A lot of documents and appointments were made, and those documents are signed and dated from the Gemelli Hospital. So he never stopped working, and he's going to continue to work now. He's on 2 months of rest, but it's sort of a reduced schedule. It's not complete bed rest, you know, so he's going to resume working. And I think he's very determined to make it back to his full schedule when he's able.
Elise, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That is Elise Allen, senior correspondent with Crux.